Sitting in the classroom with Ruby, Alice, and the rest, you think at times that you're at a revival meeting. There is so much testifying. Everybody talks and writes about dreams and goals and doing better for myself. This is powerful, edifying. But something about it, its insistence perhaps, is a little bit discordant. The exuberance becomes jittery and almost counterphobic boosting and supporting. It is no surprise, then, that it alternates with despair. In their hearts, Ruby and her classmates know how tenuous this is, how many times they've failed before. Somebody says something about falling down. Sally says, "I've felt that too. Not falling down on my legs or knees, but falling down within me." No wonder they sermonize and embrace. It's not just a few bucks more a week that's at stake. Literacy here is intimately connected with respect, with a sense that they are not beaten, the mastery of print revealing the deepest impulse to survive.